Why are relationships between moms and their teen daughters often so difficult? Statistics show that only 49% of teen girls ages 14 to 15 say they feel close to their parents. How much do you really know about your daughter? Do you as a mom feel like you can talk to and interact with your teenage daughter in a meaningful way? She needs your support and help during these difficult years. Our next guest and dear friend of mine is an author, speaker, and mentor to moms whose passion is to help moms and their daughters navigate the often turbulent adolescent and teenage years. She believes, however, that these years can actually be some of the best years of the mother-daughter relationship. She was formerly with Focus on the Family's Brio magazine for teen girls, and she is full of wisdom. This is the Counterculture Mom Show. I'm your host, Tina Griffin. Get ready for a life-changing mother-daughter discussion with dear friend, author, and speaker, Kathy Gowler. Kathy, what's up?
Tina, so good to see you.
Yeah, before we get started, just a precursor, no dirt on the years that we've known each other. Okay. Something embarrassing I've done 15, 20 years ago. I tell you what.
Just a child.
I've turned out the way I have today, the good stuff, because you implemented your wisdom in my life years ago. So I just want to say thank you for that.
No, and you're sweet.
I'm just mad you don't live down my street, but we'll talk about that later.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you.
Oh, man. Kathy, your heart for teens is so easy for anyone to see. And that's what I fell in love with you when we first met, is how you love other people and want the best for them. Mm. You and your wild, crazy husband, Jeff. I just love Jeff as well. I just love that guy. He's still wild and crazy. You live in Colorado Springs, Colorado. You have successfully raised two now adult children. I can't believe your children had children and you are now enjoying eight wonderful grandchildren. You make me feel old. What's going on here?
I have teenage grandchildren now. So tell
what?
Me. What? You feel old too. Yes.
Exactly. Come on. I'm thinking we met each other 20 years ago. It might have been more than 30. This is ridiculous.
It's been a while. Yes.
Yeah. Jeez Louise. Okay. So over the years, you've influenced thousands of adolescent teen girls and their moms through your mother-daughter events, the pages of Brio magazine, and the mission trips. That's where I first fell in love with you and your heart overseas. Is there one common issue that you've found that all moms and daughters struggle with during these important years?
Yes. And first, I'd just like to say to those listening today, everybody's feeling like they're doing it wrong when it comes to raising teenagers. There's so much to be on top of and aware of. And I just want to say, grab a cup of coffee, pull up a chair, take a deep breath, and let's just have a heart to heart. It's going to be okay. As a mom and now grandma who's been there, we all have those anxious moments. But there are certain things, even though the culture changes and it is a wacky world that we're in right now, there are certain things when it comes to raising your kids and your teenagers that never change. Certain things that stand true and stand the test of time. And one of those being the question you just asked, is there a commonality to the struggles most moms and teen girls especially have? And I would say it's the age-old thing of tug of war, let me go, I can't let you go. Kids want to be older than they are. Mm. They want to be trusted. They want to do more than maybe you feel like as a parent they're ready for. So how do you balance that tug of war of letting them go a little at a time, but not too much that they can't handle it, and not tearing your hair out and having those fights together at the same time? And so one of the things that I'd just like to encourage parents with is that, you wouldn't send your toddler out to play on a busy street without supervision. You wouldn't put your young teenager in a car to drive on the highway without some instruction. And the same thing is, as you're raising adolescent and teenagers, you give them supervision and see how they're doing, and then give them a little more space and see how they're doing. And with responsibility and privilege, rather, comes responsibility on their part. So you don't just let them go and wish them well. You have to be intentional about preparing them for the different stages of maturity and letting go a little more. And with that, you loosen the reins. And if there's times you need to tighten them up again, don't be afraid to do that. Be the parent.
And how did you do that personally? I did not expect you to answer the way you did, but it really wraps up 10 major issues between moms and daughters by saying what you said. How did you do that with your children to say, okay, now you're ready for this next step? And if they didn't obey or weren't ready, how did you rein them back in and trust them again or let them take another chance?
A perfect question. Well, first, let me just offer the disclaimer that we weren't dealing with the internet and cell phones just yet until our kids were teenagers. But we always told we have two adult children now, son Matthew and daughter Kelly, and they're both married and have their own children. But we always told them that we will trust you until you give us reason not to. And so if there was ever a time when there was an issue where we felt like, you know what, you broke our trust in this, or we need to take a step back, with privilege comes responsibility. And the next thing I'll say with that is there are many parents that feel like just because my child turned 13, they need a cell phone or they need this, or just because they're turning 16, they need a car. Not really. I mean, it's a family by family situation, but there are certain responsibilities that come with mature privileges like that. And the argument will always come, well, all my friends have it, or, you know, you're the only parent that doesn't, whatever. You know what? It's okay. You can be that parent, but you have 18 short years to take a little innocent child, a baby that's completely dependent on you for everything, and raise them to be self-sufficient and independent and make good judgments and decisions to be productive and on their own.
Yes.
And that's no small task. So being able to get to that spot in 18 short years, because it flies by in a blink, you need to have that relationship of respect for authority, being the parent, and if there's consequences when trust is broken or whatever it is, it might be, you just need to follow through with that. There's so much that I could say about that. You know, there's a time for friendship in your relationship with your adult children or college-age children. But until that, they need a parent. They need a mom and a dad, or a mom, whatever the situation might be, that's going to not try to be their best friend, but stick to the boundaries that you've set as a family and not be afraid to do that.
It's so good. I have a curveball question that's with that. You and I have done a plethora of speaking events around this globe over the last 2 to 3 decades. And I've heard this comment that a lot of parents have told me over the years when I get done speaking. They'll run up and say, oh, I really want to teach my teen girl or tween girl or son not to do fill in the blank behavior. But how can I tell them not to do that when I did that as a teen or a tween? And yet they weren't happy that they did it. What would be your response?
Oh, goodness. That's such an awesome question. You know, we all make mistakes growing up and have done things we wish we hadn't. And as parents, I think we need to just be honest about that. And you can, rather than, when I was growing up, the answer I got was, because I said so. Okay. That wasn't good for me.
No.
That wasn't good enough. And so I think, you know, as a parent, be honest with your kids. You know, I did some things I regret. You don't need to go into detail. But I want you to avoid some of the hurt and some of the pain and mistakes that I made. So here's why we are going to have this family boundary or foundation. Because no is a protective word.
Yes.
Many parents are afraid to say no. What if they get mad? They're already, you know, emotional. They slam the doors, roll their eyes, whatever. So be it. It's going to happen. Teenage years are hormonal. They're emotional, especially in today's world. There's so much out there that our kids are dealing with that we did not have to deal with at their age. And so I would just encourage parents to be honest with your kids, help them to avoid some of the pitfalls, because we all learn from our mistakes, but don't be afraid to say no. That is protecting your kids.
I couldn't agree more. And I think that's where the relationship will grow stronger too, by parents talking to their kids, even in the times that they screwed up, because then kids could feel, hey, dad told me about the time that he did some drinking and drove and almost killed 3 people, or whatever the case is. I just messed up. I know I can go to dad because he's shared his heart to me in the past. So I can open up and share the screw up I just did today at school. It right. will help us grow closer together. I wanted to do a quick plug because you have poured your heart and soul for years through Focus on the Family. That's how we met 20, 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. They have the Brio magazine. It went out of print for a while. Now it's back. Can you explain a little bit about this phenomenal magazine? Make sure mothers and fathers tuning in right now, they can get this for their girls.
Yes, absolutely. There are very few resources out there for teenage girls in particular that cover the things they want. They want beauty, they want fashion, they want truth, they want straight talk. And Brio magazine, that Focus on the Family publishes for teen girls, is just that. And it's a safe place for moms to let their girls have a girly magazine, but it's going to give them biblical truth. It's going to be all the fun things, quizzes, fashion, music, artists, all the things dealing with true issues that teenagers deal with today, but with a biblical focus on that. And it's much better than letting them pick up Teen Vogue or Cosmopolitan or any other magazines out there that really you need to know what your kids are looking at. But this is a true, safe publication that girls would enjoy and can trust with.
I was like screaming, yeah, when I found out it was back in print because I loved this magazine. Every now and then I'll pump out an article through these pages, but people tuning in right now, focusonthefamily.com and then search for the Brio magazine. You'll see it. In the last issue for this fall, check out what they've actually got on here. Fall issue, you'll find you don't have to be perfect, but you can be creative. You'll also learn how to tell others about Jesus and how pornography affects you. For fun, take a quiz and make pumpkin treats. Here are some of the articles and pages to share with friends. And they go on with a plethora of info. Once again, focusthefamily.com. Check out the Brio magazine. You did such great work over the years to that organization. So thank you for the thousands upon thousands of lives you've impacted, Kathy. I don't think you realize how many lives you've changed as a result of you doing what God's called you to do. It's crazy. It's just amazing what God is doing through and in you. With so many negative outside influences vying for our children today, you just touched upon some of them, Cosmopolitan magazine, all the rest. We have social media, scary school scenarios, even their friends. How can parents do what they can to protect their children from these harmful messages?
Good question again. One of the things that I would really encourage parents is you got to start young. I mean, you if your kids are already teenagers, you know, you start there. But ideally, if you start when your children are younger, let them know that you are their safe place. You want to be the one to have conversations with them about cultural issues that they might hear on the playground or at school. You want them to hear it from you first. So don't be afraid to address those maybe difficult questions or topics. And sometimes you're not prepared because your parents maybe didn't talk to you about things that were really most helpful. You want them to hear it from you as a mom and dad. So you want to initiate those conversations sooner than later, because your kids really, starting in second, third, fourth grade, they know more than you think they do about what's going on in the world and, you know, sexual things and all of that, just from being on the school bus or on the playground. So initiate those conversations. Don't wait for them to come and ask you. And with that, if you don't, they have questions that they don't feel safe in coming to you with, they'll go somewhere.
Yes.
They have questions and they will find their answers. It might be on the internet. It might be through their friends. But they have questions, and you cannot be afraid to address things because you're uncomfortable about it. So intentional parenting is what I would say is so key today. You cannot assume your kids are going to turn out well on their own. There's just too much out there fighting for them and against them. So with that, I would say fight for them, not with them. Be intentional about what they're being exposed to, who they're with, all of those things that you as a parent are responsible before God to do in raising the children he's given you.
You are dropping bombs left and right. And like normal, you're causing a couple of ideas in my brain to blow up as well. One thing I want to tell parents with the whole issue of social media, cell phones, should they get it? When should they get it? What type of phone? I love Gab Wireless. We're an affiliate with them. If you download the Counterculture Mom app, you can see 40 affiliates in there at least with great deals, discounts, all of that. Check out the Counterculture Mom app, then go into the whole section with extras and freebies. You'll see Gab Wireless. Where am I going with this? I'm going here. The Gab phone looks just like an iPhone. One of the number one complaints young people have, young girls have, I want to have a phone that's an iPhone because, you know, everybody else got one. Well, great. Get the Gab phone. You don't have to have internet access on it. That's the amazing thing about the Gab phone. And you can put the top contacts in there. They can still text the people that you choose to let them have in that phone. So these are ways to protect our kids. So I've had over the years, Kathy, a lot of moms tell me, I just don't know where to start with my daughter. We constantly fight. She doesn't even want to talk to me anymore. Slams the door in my face. This just came to me, and I know you probably have answers to this. What if we could give mothers and daughters a great conference to go to or websites to hit where they can connect with other mother-daughter people in a group? Do you know of any conferences that we could suggest that moms take their daughters to help the guard down with a circle of other amazing people?
Oh my goodness. Well, there used to be one. It was called Closer Moms and Daughters, and it was a conference that I co-founded several years ago, and just circumstances and economy and all those things hit, we kind of put it to rest. But you hit on something there. What we found in doing those conferences, and I would do a mom's breakout, and we'd send the teen girls away and they'd to another room and they'd have a college-aged girl speak to them. But I would talk to the moms, and the first thing I would say to them is, ladies, you all think you're doing it wrong. Look at the person next to you. She feels the same way. Take a deep breath. It's going to be okay. This is one season of her life. And you're going to get through it. But here, there are some tangible things that you can do as a mom or even a dad or grandparents raising teenage grandchildren, things you can do to make these some of the best and most wonderful years of your lives. But things are different today than what we experienced growing up. And we need to know that. And we need to be sensitive to what our kids are facing every day. And they need to know that you are their safe place, that there's nothing that they can come to you with that you're going to, what? Where did you hear? You know, you just got to have the best poker face sometimes as a parent. You have to be their safe place. And with that, there are certain things that your teen and adolescent daughters and sons really need to hear from you, but they'll never tell you. Can I just read that list of what that is?
If we're going to have them on the edge of their seat, hang tight. You're going to read that list okay. Right after a commercial break. What if there was a safe, drug-free way to help your anxiety and stress levels? Well, now there is with Restore Patch. It's great for anyone suffering from fear, anxiety, sleep issues, lack of energy, or even migraines. It's the latest in wearable technology, a simple, all-natural, chemical-free wearable patch. Risk-free with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I'm just less anxious. I'm happier. I'm calmer.
I've had both of these together all day. Been focused. Been great.
I decided to give these a try because I just wanted to give my body a break, but I wanted to do so without chemicals, without prescription medications, and this has been great.
I was skeptical and I tried it and I am beyond thrilled that I did.
I'm telling you, this is everything I've ever needed.
Anyone can benefit from Restore Patch. To help your body get back on track or keep it there, just go to restorepatch.com and use code Tina at checkout to get 10% off.
Have you ever wanted to start a charity or ministry? Launching a nonprofit can be time-consuming, expensive, and overwhelming. If you have a vision and mission, but don't know where to start or how to raise donations, Capstone Legacy Foundation is your solution. Their ministry charity project allows you to receive tax-free donations without the expense and hassle of forming your own 501c3, and in less than 48 hours. This ministry partnership fund is exactly how Counterculture Ministries got its start, and we grew quickly. Capstone Legacy Foundation handles all your legal and accounting paperwork, allowing you time to develop the ministry and message God gave you. Call Capstone today at 610-688-8890 or check out capstonelegacy.org for more information and tell them Tina sent you. Partner with Capstone Legacy Foundation to transform our culture for Christ and get your nonprofit started today.
The only way we can truly make America great again is by investing in America first. Cortez Wealth Management provides American-based investment opportunities so you can rest assured that your funds are supporting businesses that you value. Are your investments aligned with your beliefs? Are you unknowingly supporting Chinese companies? Do you know if you hold ESG investments? We will help you answer these critical questions and more. Our professionals provide a strategic planning process in our America First retirement plan that is uniquely tailored to meet your goals and objectives. With our competitive fees and personalized service, you will get the best possible protection and security on your investment while also supporting policies and products you believe in. Call Cortez Wealth Management now at 813-448-3446 or visit AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com and schedule an appointment with us today. That's AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Have peace of mind that when you retire, you will enjoy your golden years.
The Counterculture Ministries team thrives by your prayers and financial support. Thank you so much for our donors for partnering with us. If you want to join forces and help us reach more people with this critical information, you can donate by heading over to our website, counterculturemom.com, and click on the pink donate button at the top of the page. It's a tax write-off and covers the cost of reaching thousands of students at schools and conferences throughout America. Our team received this email from school staff where I spoke at a school assembly. Our students have commented all day how meaningful this assembly was. In my 22 years as an educator, I don't think I've had a more powerful, dynamic presentation. I love bringing truth to the youth. If you'd like to donate and help us reach more of America's future leaders, go to counterculturemom.com, click on the pink donate button at the top of the screen, and help us put an end to this teen identity crisis. You have a phenomenal list you want to share with us that you said every teen tween wants to hear from their parents. Go ahead and shoot some of those off. I'm very interested.
Absolutely. Yes, so these are things that your teenager wants to know and hear from you, but they will never tell you this. And I'm going to read it because I'll never remember them all. One of them is, I think she hates me. Mm. Moms and daughters go through that time where you just feel like you hate each other. I mean, there are certainly hormones and things in check for that, but there are times when you just feel like, I love you with all my heart, but I just don't like you right now. Mm. Well, she feels the same way, or your teen son might feel the same way. So understanding that and giving them space, you need to tell them certain things that they may not act like they're hearing or want to hear, but they absolutely do. They want to know that you are their parent and not their friend. They want you to be their safe place where they can come to you and you're not going to scold or lecture, but you just need to listen and give them some time to digest what it is they want to say. And maybe they're angry. You need to find a way to connect with them. What interests them? You may have a teen daughter or son that is nothing like you and you can't find anything. You've got to find something that you can relate to with them. And with that is giving them permission to be who God created them to be, not who you want them to be.
Ooh, that is a
ouch. That was an ouch. We have all gone through those times where we want to relive our teen years through our kids. Sorry, you had your chance. You had your chance. Let them be who God created them to be, and they may have completely different interests from yours. And I've always said, if it's not a moral issue, let them color their hair. Let them play with fashion. I mean, if it's not a biblical moral issue, it's only hair. It'll grow. You might think, oh, no, there's no way I'm going to let you walk out the door with that. Think about it. Is it worth the battle?
Kathy, phenomenal information. You nailed it. And you have so many tips and tools for parents. I'm telling you what, you guys. Christmas is coming up, Thanksgiving, you probably got a daughter that's got a birthday in the house. You might have a birthday. It's worth celebrating over. Read Kathy's books together with your teen daughters. They are phenomenal. What your daughter isn't telling you, a revealing look at the secret reality of your teen girl. Kathy, tell us, what can we find in this phenomenal book?
Well, you can find it online. Just Google it. You can look. It's probably on Amazon. It's by Bethany House Publishers. And the contents of this book is really questions that teen girls emailed to us as a magazine staff at Brio Magazine. Ow. Things that they felt like they couldn't ask their moms.
Okay. And the other book that you have out there right now is called Here for You, Creating a Mother-Daughter Bond That Lasts a Lifetime. Phenomenal. Tell us what we can find in this.
Yes. just full of biblical information on really how to be fostering that relationship with your daughter and why daughters need mothers.
Kathy, you hit a home run with your phenomenal mother-daughter insight. You rocked.
Scratched the surface. We only scratched the surface.
But it's such a great place to start, because this surface scratching is going to take me a couple of weeks to apply. It's just that good and full of meat. Blast Kathy's message to the masses and get those books for your girls this holiday season. You rock, woman. Keep at it.
Thank you, Tina. You're awesome.
I'm watching you.